So, as you may have gathered, if you've been following me over on Twitter over the last couple of weeks, I've been spending a lot of time with clients and working on various projects. And an interesting trend has emerged from the clients that I've been meeting with, and that's one of being slightly ashamed of who they are when it comes to the way they project themselves online. And this strikes me as an interesting problem. On one hand, you had a client that feels that the view that people have of them online is oversimplified, and on the other hand, we had a client who felt that maybe some of their the things that they did would be unpopular with certain people, and so we're trying to tone that element of them down. And actually, in both cases, I've encouraged these people to be who they are and not be ashamed of the way that the way that they approach things. With the people that simplify what they do to make it understandable, I think they should be proud of that. Things don't need to be complex when it's explained. Okay, there might be a lot of complexity behind what they do, but the way that they present that in a simple way is actually a selling point and not a drawback. Equally, with the other group of people who were maybe doing things that not all of their audience would like or understand, that they should be proud of that. They should come out and say that, and that they should educate their audience into why they are who they are. And that applies to both sets. That really, instead of changing who you are or toning it down or altering it, you should just educate people as to why you take the approach that you do. And sure, you might lose some of your audience as a result of that, but the internet's a big place. There are a lot of people out there, and actually, I think that if you put a stake in the ground, if you say, this is who I am and I'm going to be who I am, there are enough people that are like-minded out there to be drawn to you. I think the biggest thing, the biggest way you can damage the way that you project yourself online is if you tone it down, if you make it more insipid, if you try and please everybody. In the end, all that you're doing is that you're looking superficial, that you're looking two-dimensional. And actually, I think you need to be proud of who you are and project that accordingly. If you look at my approach online, if you meet me in person, it's identical to how I present myself online. And I think that's been hugely beneficial. And I know that I do put off a large number of people, but I also attract a considerable number of people because I am who I am. Another example of that is Gary Vaynerchuk, who does an excellent job at just being himself online. And that puts off a lot of wine snobs, but it also attracts another massive audience that's made him very successful. So my advice here is basically to be yourself online, to not portray your organisation in a different way, but to rather portray it as who it really is and stand up for what you believe is right and your way of doing things. It's okay to be different from the competition. It's okay to stand out from the pack. In fact, it's more than okay, it's preferable.